Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I want to share a message that is both timeless and profoundly reassuring. It's a message that speaks to the heart of our faith and the essence of our trust in God. This message is encapsulated in the powerful words from Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. My friends, as humans, our instinct in times of trouble is to panic, to fight with our own strength, or to run away. These reactions are natural and stem from our desire to survive and protect ourselves. When faced with adversity, we often resort to our own abilities and resources, believing that we can fix the situation on our own. We might work harder, seek advice from friends, or devise our own plans to overcome the challenges we face. But the truth is, many battles in life are beyond our control and require divine intervention. We are limited in our understanding and strength, and there are times when no matter how hard we try, our efforts fall short. It's in these moments of helplessness that we realize our need for a higher power, for God's intervention. When we try to handle everything ourselves, we can become exhausted and overwhelmed. Our anxiety increases and our faith diminishes. We might feel isolated, thinking that no one understands or can help us. But God sees every struggle, every tear, and every fear we have. He knows the depths of our hearts and the weight of our burdens. God's call to be still is an invitation to shift our focus from our limitations to His unlimited power. It's a call to lay down our pride and acknowledge that we need Him. By surrendering our battles to God, we are not admitting defeat, but embracing His victory. We are recognizing that He is greater than any obstacle we face, and that His plans for us are perfect and good. So, instead of reacting with panic, fighting with our own strength, or running away, let us choose to stand still in faith. Let us trust that God is at work, even when we can't see it. Let us remember His promises and rely on His power, knowing that He is fighting for us and will bring us through every storm and every trial. My dear friends, be still doesn't mean doing nothing. It's not about passivity or a lack of effort. Rather, it is an active and profound trust in God. Being still means letting go of our anxiety, releasing our tight grip on our circumstances, and choosing to rely on His strength rather than our own. Being still is a call to surrender. It is about placing our fears, our worries, and our battles into God's mighty hands, believing that He is more than capable of handling them. It's about acknowledging our human limitations and recognizing God's infinite power and wisdom. My friends, when God calls us to be still, He is inviting us into a posture of faith and dependence on Him. This kind of stillness is not inactivity, but a focused and intentional trust in God. It involves several key aspects. Being still means having complete confidence in God's sovereignty and goodness. It means believing that He is in control, even when our world feels chaotic. It's about trusting that His plans for us are good and that He will bring us through our trials. So, we often carry unnecessary burdens of worry and stress. Being still means casting all our anxieties on Him because He cares for us. It's about finding peace in His presence, knowing that He is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. beloved friends, we are often tempted to rely on our own abilities and resources. Being still means depending on God's strength. It's about saying, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I need you. It's about drawing from his power, which is made perfect in our weakness. Surrender is at the heart of being still. It's about laying our struggles at his feet and trusting him to work things out for our good. It's a daily choice to say, not my will, but yours be done. Luke 22:42. Finally, being still means embracing the peace that only God can give. It's a peace that transcends all understanding. Philippians 4:7. Guarding our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It's the assurance that no matter what we face, God is with us and for us.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics that's gentle on my stomach and gives me smooth, steady energy. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
The busyness and noise of life. God calls us to a place of stillness where we can hear his voice and feel his presence. It's in the stillness that we find strength, clarity, and courage. It's in this stillness that we see God fighting our battles and making a way where there seems to be no way. So, dear friends, let us embrace the call to be still. Let us surrender our fears and struggles into his mighty hands, trusting that he is at work and that his plans for us are perfect. Let us find rest in his presence and draw strength from his unfailing love. My brothers and sisters, God's promise to fight for us is not confined to the ancient Israelites. It is a promise that extends to each of us today. His love and power are timeless, unwavering, and unchanging. Just as he delivered the Israelites from the clutches of Pharaoh, he promises to deliver us from our own trials and tribulations. My friends, God sees the battles you are facing right now, whether they are battles of health, finances, relationships, or personal struggles. He is fully aware of every detail. Nothing escapes his notice. He understands the pain, the fear, and the uncertainty that you may be experiencing. God promises to be with you in every battle. In Isaiah 41:10, he says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." His presence is a source of comfort and strength. Knowing that the Almighty God is by your side should fill you with peace and confidence. God promises to fight for you. This means that you do not have to rely solely on your own strength or strategies. In Deuteronomy 24, we read, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory." This is not just a historical fact, but a present reality. God is actively involved in your life, working to bring about victory in your battles. So, living in the light of God's promise means walking by faith and not by sight. It means holding on to his promises, even when the circumstances seem bleak. It's about believing that he is at work behind the scenes, orchestrating everything for our good and his glory. My friends, to embrace God's promise is to trust him wholeheartedly. It's to rest in the assurance that he is fighting for you, that he is with you, and that he will deliver you. It's to live with the confidence that no matter what you face, you are never alone, and victory is assured through Christ. Remember, God's promise is your source of strength and hope. When you feel weak, he is your strength. When you feel lost, he is your guide. When you are in the midst of the fiercest battle, he is your defender. His promise is a lifeline pulling you through the storm and setting your feet on solid ground. So, dear friends, take heart. God's promise to fight for you is as real today as it was for the Israelites. Trust in His unfailing love, lean on His mighty power, and rest in His presence. He sees your struggles, and He is with you, fighting for you, and ready to deliver you. Hold on to His promises, and let your faith be strengthened as you witness His power and love in your life. Brothers and sisters, in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, the Apostle Paul brings to our attention a powerful imagery of spiritual warfare. He urges us, as believers, to gear up in the armor of God. And let me tell you, this isn't just poetic language. It's a profound truth about the spiritual resources our Heavenly Father provides us to withstand the attacks of the enemy. Now, let's break down this armor. First up, we've got the belt of truth. Think of it like the sturdy belt a soldier wears, holding everything together. Truth serves as the bedrock of our spiritual lives, grounding us in a world full of deceit and falsehoods. It's God's word that anchors us and sets us free, just as Jesus said in John 8:32. Then, there's the breastplate of righteousness. This piece of armor guards our hearts against the onslaught of the enemy. It's a reminder of the righteousness we have through Christ, not because of anything we've done, but because of His sacrifice on the cross. It's about living in obedience and integrity, knowing we're clothed in His righteousness. Next, we've got the shoes of peace. These aren't just any shoes. They symbolize our readiness to share the good news of peace with others. In a world torn apart by strife and turmoil, we carry the message of reconciliation and hope wherever we go. It's the peace that comes from knowing Christ, as mentioned in Philippians 4. 7. Now, faith comes in as our shield against the enemy's fiery darts. It's not merely a passive belief, but an active trust in God's promises. With faith, we can quench every fiery arrow of doubt, fear, and temptation. We stand our ground, secure in the love of God, as Romans 8:38-39 assures us. The helmet of salvation is what protects our minds from the lies and doubts of the enemy. It reminds us of the certainty we have in Christ, the certainty of our salvation, our hope, and our eternal inheritance. With this helmet, we stand tall in our identity as children of God, redeemed and forgiven. And let's not forget the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This isn't just any weapon. It's our offensive tool in spiritual battles, like Jesus did in the wilderness. We use Scripture to demolish strongholds and bring every thought captive to Christ, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians 10, 4, 5. Now, as we put on this armor, let's remember, it's not by our own might, but by the power of God. He's the one who equips and empowers us to stand firm. So, in the midst of every spiritual battle, let's stand strong in the armor He's provided, with truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the Word of God. We are more than conquerors through Him who loves us, as Romans 8:37 reminds us. So, let's suit up, stand firm, and watch as God fights for us. My beloved congregation, choosing stillness when life's tempests rage around us requires immense bravery. It means confronting our deepest fears head on and making the conscious decision to rely on God, even when the world feels like it's spinning out of control. It's about saying, I may not understand what's happening, but I trust that God's got this. In those quiet moments, we find a resilience that stems from our faith. It's the strength to bounce back from life's toughest blows. Secure in the knowledge that God walks beside us every step of the way, Even when we feel utterly weak, it's His power that gives us the grit to keep pushing forward. Being still means standing firm in the knowledge that God is right here with us. It's holding on to the certainty that He's fighting our battles, even when we can't see the outcome. It's knowing deep in our bones that His presence is our greatest source of comfort and that He'll never abandon us. But being still isn't about sitting idle. It's an active demonstration of our trust in God's faithfulness. It's a conscious choice to surrender our worries, fears, and doubts into His capable hands. It's allowing His peace to reign in our hearts. Even when chaos threatens to overwhelm us, it's in those moments of quiet reflection that our relationship with God blossoms. It's when we silence the noise around us that we can hear His voice speaking words of solace, direction, and love. It's in the stillness that we draw closer to Him, experience His presence in a profound way. Ultimately, being still is an act of surrender, a laying down of our own plans, desires, and ambitions at the feet of our Creator. It's releasing the need to control every little detail and trusting that His ways are far better than ours. It's yielding to His perfect will and allowing Him to work through us for His glory. And as we embrace stillness, we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. He gives us the strength to stand firm, the discernment to follow His lead, and the courage to step out in faith. With His guidance, we can face life's trials with unwavering confidence and hope. So, dear friends, in the midst of life's uncertainties, I implore you to seek strength in stillness. Be still and know that God is right there with you. He's fighting for you. He's cradling you in His loving embrace, and He will never, ever let you go. Take heart, cling to His promises, and let His peace flood your soul. In Him, you'll find all the strength you need to tackle whatever lies ahead. My friends, let us draw our hearts and minds to the comforting words of our Lord and Savior, spoken to us in John 16:33. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. In these words, Jesus doesn't shy away from the realities of our existence. He acknowledges the trials and tribulations we face in this broken world, marred by sin and suffering. Yet, even in the midst of our struggles, He urges us to take heart, to be courageous, and to stand firm in our faith. Why? Because He has conquered the world. Through His death and resurrection, Jesus has triumphed over sin, death, and darkness. His victory isn't just a distant memory, but a living reality that we can claim in our own lives. As followers of Christ, we are united with Him in His triumph. His resurrection power is at work within us, empowering us to overcome every obstacle and challenge that comes our way. With Him by our side, we can face life's storms with confidence and courage. Even in our darkest moments, we can find hope in the presence of Jesus. He is our anchor amidst the storms, guiding us with His light and love. So, my dear friends, take heart. Though troubles may surround us, we can trust in the victory of our Lord. His strength is our strength, and His love knows no bounds. So, let us hold fast to the promises of Christ, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. With Him, we can overcome any trial or tribulation that comes our way. Take heart, for our Savior has overcome the world. My dear friends, I want to leave you with this assurance. Whatever battle you are facing today, you are not alone. God is with you. He sees your struggles. He hears your prayers, and He cares deeply for you. In the midst of life's storms, He stands as your ever-present help and your mighty fortress. So, I urge you to be still. Let go of your worries and fears and trust in his unfailing love and power. Remember that he is fighting for you, even when you cannot see it. His ways are higher than ours, and his plans for you are good. May you find peace in his presence, knowing that he holds you in his hands. May you find strength in his promises, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill them. May his blessings overflow in your life, bringing joy, peace, and abundance. Now let us open our hearts to this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, knowing that you are a mighty warrior who fights for me. In the name of Jesus, I trust in your promise to provide everything I need and to grant me breakthrough in every aspect of my life. I pray for the strength to face my challenges, knowing that you are by my side. Please grant me the wisdom to see your path for me and the courage to follow it. May your Holy Spirit guide me and give me the discernment to make the right decisions. I ask for your divine intervention in my life, knowing that in Jesus' name, you are able to do immeasurably more than all I ask or imagine. I surrender my worries and fears to you, trusting that you will fight for me and lead me to victory. Thank you, Lord, for your unending love and grace. I place my trust in you, knowing that you are my provider and that you will equip me with everything I need. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.